This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Steinway & Sons is a proud sponsor of Between the Keys, featuring Jed Distler. More information about Steinway & Sons, makers of handcrafted pianos since 1853, is available at www.steinway.com. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and welcome to Between the Keys and the second of two episodes celebrating one of the most admired and respected musicians of his generation, the pianist and conductor Vladimir Ashkenazy, who turns 80 years old in July 2017. On this episode, we will focus on his large and diverse legacy of piano recordings. And to choose the selections that we will be hearing this hour, I posted on Facebook asking friends, colleagues, and listeners for their suggestions. The pianist Eric Huebner wrote me to express his admiration for Ashkenazy's early recordings of the Chopin scherzos and ballades. So I thought we would start with a live performance of the scherzo number 4 in E major, recorded during the 1955 Warsaw competition when Ashkenazy was 18. The technical finesse, the immense focus, and the subtle freedom in this performance, I think, still stand the test of time more than half a century later. Thank you. music of Chopin, the Scherzo No. 4 in E major, Vladimir Ashkenazy at the piano, recorded live in 1955 from the International Warsaw. The pianist Vavka Ashkenazy, who is Vladimir Ashkenazy's son, suggested to me that I consider the first of his father's two recordings of Schumann's piano cycle, Kreisleriana, and I thought that was a good idea, so from that we will hear the third movement.
Thank you.
That was the third movement from Robert Schumann's Kreisleriana with Vladimir Ashkenazy at the piano. What uncommonly clear articulation and lyrical projection he brings to this music, I think. César Franck's symphonic poem Les Jeunes for piano and orchestra is not heard so often, and in fact, I wasn't even aware that Vladimir Ashkenazy actually had recorded it conducting from the piano. But my pianist friend Anton Nell alerted me to this recording, and he suggested it for this program. Certainly, it's a piece that warrants a more prominent position in the concert hall, and likewise, this performance with Ashkenazy at the piano leading the Radio Symphony Orchestra Berlin deserves more attention. Let's listen. Music of César Franck.
Thank you.
Music by César Franck, his symphonic poem for piano and orchestra inspired by Victor Hugo's poem Les Djinns, with Vladimir Ashkenazy leading the Radio Symphony Orchestra Berlin from the piano. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and you are listening to Between the Keys in the second of two programs celebrating the art of Vladimir Ashkenazy, who turns 80 this month, July 2017. A suggestion by my Facebook friend Alan Reiser reminded me about Ashkenazy's early Russian recordings of the Chopin Etudes. And here is a performance of the A minor, opus 25, number 4 etude that is simply not to be believed. See, what did I tell you? Not to be believed. It sounds as though before Vladimir Ashkenazy recorded this etude of Chopin's, the A minor, opus 25, number 4, that he probably dipped his fingers in blood. I don't know what he did, but it's quite a demonic performance. But it's also amazingly fast and absolutely in control. Among Ashkenazy's later studio recordings is particularly incisive interpretation of Sergei Taneyev's large-scale prelude and fugue in G-sharp minor. Let's hear Vladimir Ashkenazy. music of Sergei Taneyev, the G-sharp minor prelude and fugue, Vladimir Ashkenazy at the piano. I got a Facebook post from the noted recording producer and engineer Joseph Patrich, who wrote to say that Ashkenazy's live 1958 performance of the Prokofiev Second Piano Concerto with Leonard Bernstein conducting the New York Philharmonic was arguably the best that he ever heard. This is a performance that was released in 2001 as part of a box set devoted to Bernstein's broadcast performances with the New York Philharmonic. And let's hear the brief but intense scherzo. Scherzo from Sergei Prokofiev's Piano Concerto No. 2, Leonard Bernstein conducting the New York Philharmonic with piano soloist Vladimir Ashkenazy, recorded live in 1958. And that comes from a release on the New York Philharmonic's own record label. Although Ashkenazy has never really chosen to play much music of Liszt, he made a youthful specialty of the Mephisto Waltz No. 1, and he recorded it at least three times in the studio. My favorite of these three is his Russian Melodia version, where the right hand skips toward the end of the piece have rarely sounded so effortless and so unbelievably fast. You will hear for yourself. This is a really special recording. Thank you. music of Franz Liszt, the Mephisto Waltz No. 1 with pianist Vladimir Ashkenazy. That was from a Russian Melodia recording made when the pianist was in his early 20s. He is now 80 years young, and having spent these past few weeks surveying Vladimir Ashkenazy's prolific legacy of piano recordings, all I can really offer is gratitude for such inspiring music making over the years, and I wish this musician many happy returns for a milestone birthday year. And I also thank the Facebook community of friends, colleagues, and listeners for their valuable input in putting these episodes together. If you have missed previous episodes of Between the Keys or would like to hear them again, visit wwfm.org and their newly refurbished website. And for complete playlists telling you what I have played on Between the Keys from the very beginning up until now, visit my personal website, www.jeddistler.com. Until next time, this is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and thank you so much for tuning into Between the Keys. This show is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and WWFM.org.